Now, boys and girls, I know that you know today is a very special day because this is Mother's Day. And we'll not go through all the things about what you should be doing on Mother's Day because, as far as I'm concerned, while you have your mother, Mother's Day should be every day of the year because that's how precious mothers are to us. I came across a little verse, and I want to just read this verse to you for a moment. And here's what it says in Psalm 113 and verse 9. It says, "He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children." A joyful mother of children. So boys and girls, I want just to remind you of a few things today as to why you should take this opportunity to give your mom a great big hug and tell her just how much you appreciate everything that she has done for you right through to this stage of your life. If my mother was alive today, and sometimes I wish she was, although I know she's better off in heaven, I would have gone out yesterday and bought a card. My wife and I walked around and saw people buying Mother's Day cards, and we said to each other, it's a different thing when Mum is gone. But you know, boys and girls, you might say to me, well, what has my mother ever done for me that I should appreciate and be grateful? Well, let me tell you some things very quickly. The first thing is this, she was the one who brought you into the world. Now, we'll not go into all of that today and what that means. I still don't think it's as sore as kidney stones, but some mothers would say to me, it's far worse. But the point of the matter is, she is the one who brought you into the world. She's the one who changed your nappy and cared for you when you couldn't care for yourself. She's the one who washed you and dressed you every single day until you were able to do it for yourself. And I think when you get to 35, it's about time you were doing it for yourself. But she's the one who has done all of that every day down through life. She's the one who sat with you and cared for you when you were sick. She's the one who shared your pain every time you hurt. She's the one who nurtured you through childhood and taught you how to live aright. She's the one who put up with you and me through our teenage years. And sometimes that wasn't easy. See, some of the girls already smiling at the front. They know exactly what I'm talking about. But that's what Mum did. She was always there. She's the one who has been with us through all our ups and downs. And today she demands and deserves that we should turn around and say, Mum, thank you. Thank you. Because mums will always be there for us. And when they're not, they will be sadly missed. But what about the mother? Sometimes they may be sitting and saying to themselves, you know, I did all of that. And far much more than that. And hardly anybody ever said thanks. Well, I want you to think today of that little word, mother. M, mothers. You can be a messenger for God in your own home. Bringing up your children to teach them the word of God. You remember what we read about Timothy, how that from childhood he knew the Holy Scriptures that made him wise unto salvation, a godly grandmother, a godly mother. And that's the kind of role that you have and you've done in the home. M, a messenger for God. O, you have outpoured your love on your children and God will reward you for that. Maybe sometimes it hasn't seemed over the years that that has been appreciated, but believe you me, it has. And the day will come when God will reward you for what you've done in your home, outpouring your love on your children. T, you can trust God for them, that He will care for them when you can't, that he will not only save them, but watch over them when you're not there. Even when your children leave the home and you're concerned about that, you can still trust them to your Father's care and pray for them continually. That's a tremendous role to have in life. H, you can help them through their lifetime by reminding them that you're always there for them, whatever they do. E, you can live by example. Teach them what they should be when their time comes to bring their children into the world, if that's what God gives to them. And R, you can remember your children, even if they fail, even if they fall, even if today they're far from God, and perhaps even some of them breaking your heart. I know that as a teenager, I broke my mother's heart often and I disappointed her. But she never stopped loving me. And I say to you as a mother, don't you stop loving them. Because someday the tide will turn and they will appreciate all that you have done. Mother's Day. Boys and girls, if you want to do it now, it'll not break my heart. But if you want to wait till you go home, you turn around and you take Mum and give her a real good tight hug. And say, Mum, I might never have said this before, but I mean it with all my heart. I love you. I appreciate all you've done for me. And mothers, don't give up and don't get discouraged. You're doing a great task. Keep doing it, and God will reward you for it. Let's pray for our mothers and for our children just for a moment. Father, we thank you for mums today. Some of us look back with gratitude to mothers in the glory who taught us so much, who were always there when we needed them. And they were even there when we felt we had no need of them at all. But they were faithful and they were such a blessing. And we thank you for them. And we pray for our boys and girls today and for our young people and for all of us who still have mothers, that on a day like this we will appreciate them more and more. And not only that we'll give you thanks for what they mean to us, but we'll tell them today just how much we love them and how much we really care. For mothers today, perhaps, who are heartbroken because of children, because of circumstances, situations they can't control, we ask that you'll give them a very special blessing today and remind them of the very important part that they've played in the lives of their children, and just encourage them and bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name.